Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. It's getting warm outside. Let's talk about my sunscreen secret. So what are the top reasons you should use sunscreen, and what are the secrets about sunscreen? And the myths too. Let's break down those myths. So I think one of the most important things you can do to prevent aging changes of your face is to use a great sunscreen and use it every day like it's your religion. Whether it's a cloudy day, a foggy day, overcast day, whether you're going to be indoors, whether or not you think you need it, you should use sunscreen. Fully 90% of our aging changes occur from the sun and the damage that it causes. 90% of aging, that's right, I'll say it again, 90% of your aging comes from the sun. And the sun gives you mottling, dyspigmentation, it kind of ruins your skin texture, it breaks down your collagen so fast. So although I love to bathe in the sun, I am always going to protect the good real estate of my face with a premium sunscreen, and then I'm going to use a good sunscreen on my extremities. I'm going to let my vitamin D absorption occur in areas like my back, or the legs, or something where I'm not quite so concerned about maintaining and preserving appearance, beauty, and structure and function of the skin. Modern sunscreens are highly developed and they provide more protection than ever before, but only if you put them on. And understand that you really have to know what's going on with ultraviolet light. There are two forms of ultraviolet light that can affect the skin after exposure. There's UVA and UVB. UVA light has a longer wavelength that penetrates into their thickest layers of skin called the dermis. And when you don't protect yourself from UVA, you can get problems of skin aging, wrinkles, and dermal changes. So A for aging, UVA. UVB, these are the rays that have a shorter wavelength and are most responsible for all the bad effects. UVB, bad. So sunburn, which is the burning of the top layer of the skin, developing skin cancers, and permanent damage over time. So UVB, bad. And there are multiple wavelengths in the light out there. The UV rays are beneficial for regulating certain changes in the brain that cause melatonin to be produced, that regulate the pineal gland, that help with vitamin D absorption. So the sun is not the enemy. The enemy is the type of wavelength and radiation that hits the skin and the amount of exposure and how we control it. So what are some common myths? There's a big one that sunscreen prevents you from absorbing vitamin D, and thus there's so much vitamin D deficiency in society. This is not true. Vitamin D is a vital nutrient for your skin, but the body makes it easily, even when you use sunscreen to block UV rays. In theory, if you use sunscreen 100% of the time on 100% of your body, you would not get proper levels of vitamin D. But sunlight can penetrate your clothing. Sunlight penetrates through your scalp hairs. Sunlight reaches enough of your body in 5 to 30 minutes of sun exposure per day that you will create the right amount of vitamin D in your body. It's very easy to get vitamin D supplementation orally, as well as in the foods we eat. So with a vitamin D pill or in your foods you eat. So don't worry about the vitamin D. Another myth, people with dark skin don't need sunscreen because they have internal melanin and pigment. Not true, not true at all. In fact, in California where I practice, there's a large Hispanic population with definitely some pigmentation in their skin. And I see a rising incidence in the amount of skin cancers in my Hispanic patients, particularly young ones, because they do feel that they're born with more melanin and they don't think they need to protect with sunscreen. This is definitely a myth. Melanin diffuses UVB rays and protects against sunburn somewhat, but it's not going to protect you from the changes that occur at the DNA level, where you'll get mutations in DNA and transformation from benign to cancerous, precancerous cells and skin cancers. You're more protected when you have darker skin, but you should still use a full spectrum sunscreen. And also UVA damage is not blocked by melanin, so you'll still get premature aging changes and wrinkles. I definitely recommend that skin cancer should be a consideration. And if you're darker pigmented type, remember you're going to be at risk because the people who put off using sunscreen get more intense and more prolonged exposure to the sun and the ultraviolet rays. And some studies have shown that darker skin types, including African Americans, Asians, Native Americans, and Pacific Islanders, actually have survival skin cancer rates lower than other populations. All right, my other favorite myth to debunk, that tanning beds provide a protective base tan. Please don't think this. Please, please, please. Some people, so many girls, guys, mainly girls, come into the office saying they're going to get a little quick tan as a base tan right before they go on vacation, before summer comes, or before they get lots of sun. This is a terrible idea. Terrible. Tanning beds use high concentrations of UVA light to darken the skin quick, and it's a very imbalanced exposure that you're going to get. These high levels of UVA and UVB are going to give you both a burn and ultraviolet damage, including precancerous changes. So even just two or three exposures to a sunbed is enough to predispose you to a higher rate of skin cancer than the general population. What about the myth that makeup has enough sunscreen and you don't need sunscreen if your makeup has SPF? Please don't believe that. That is definitely not true. Most makeups have SPF 15, very minimal. And in addition to that, the amount of makeup and cosmetic cover-up that you put on, for example, for foundation, is nothing like the amount of sunscreen you're going to need to use. When we're applying sunscreen to the face, we recommend using at least a tablespoon. That's a lot. If I'm going to the beach, I need to put on a tablespoon of sunscreen. Even a teaspoon would be great. We're not doing that with makeup for sure. And if you're going to apply sunscreen to your full body, a shot glass is the amount to consider that's appropriate for your full body. So please keep that in mind. And remember that sunscreens are not all created equally. I love sunscreens with active ingredients like titanium dioxide, zinc oxide, and particulate minerals that are going to reflect and bounce light off your body. These are your physical block, your mineral sunscreens. Not all sunscreens are the same. Sunscreens that have very long, complex chemical names are chemical sunscreens. You'll see those in the drugstore. Everything, almost everything in the drugstore is labeled like that. The long, complex names are the chemical ones, the copper tones, the various different brands out there. Read the bottle carefully and look for zinc oxide and titanium dioxide. Because I think that's so important. These ingredients do not need to get absorbed inward. The light simply hits, reflects, and bounces off. And that's like surfer sunscreen. So that's a physical block. And it's better for reducing melanin changes like melasma and dark pigmentation. When we have a chemical sunscreen, the chemical gets absorbed into your skin. A reaction occurs within the skin that transforms into active ingredients, and thus there is protection. When UV comes into your skin, it interacts with this chemical, and the chemical blocks the production of reactive radical molecules that will damage DNA. So that's not good. The chemical has to get absorbed. And I'm not saying that sunscreen is bad. Of course, any sunscreen is better than no sunscreen. But do I want a sunscreen that where a chemical has to get absorbed through my skin, and where ultraviolet light penetrates into the skin, where the two things meet up and a reaction occurs, and then I'm protected? No, I don't. Because number one, the entry of UV creates some thermal energy, which creates pigment changes. And number two, many of these chemicals get absorbed into the bloodstream and are found at higher than recommended levels. So I don't ever want to discourage anyone about sunscreen, but remember they're not all created equally, and remember to prefer a mineral block. And don't forget, reapply. Everybody knows, reapply every 2 to 4 hours at the minimum. Once you've had your makeup face put on in the morning, at least use a powder duster brush to protect. So those are my tips. It's getting warm outside. I know you guys are intelligent, beautiful. You're going to live a long time. Let's protect our skin and keep our faces intact. Let's help our collagen to stay robust and prevent aging changes. Definitely check out my sunscreen if you get a chance. You will love it. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful, and don't forget to find me on my Instagram doing beautiful things with people's faces at Beauty by Dr. K, DRKAY, and my website is the same, beautybydrkdrkay.com. That's where you can find my amazing sunscreen. It's Ulta Matte SPS 50. It's tinted. It is matching every skin tone. You will love it. It's the ultimate. It's got green tea polyphenols, resveratrol, vitamin C, Emblica, coenzyme Q, and one of the highest concentrations of zinc oxide on the market. I promise you'll love it. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.